In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A technology industry coalition called Compete America gathered at Stanford University last November for a TechNet Innovation Summit. But the goal was not innovation. This coalition, backed by Microsoft, Intel, and other computer giants, has sent a letter to every member of Congress calling for more H-1B visas so businesses can bring in Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese engineers to take U.S. jobs. H-1Bers cut industry costs, but they do nothing to improve innovation. Most innovators are Americans, and the successful immigrants whom the industry brags about did not come here on H-1B visas, but entered as children and were educated in U.S. universities. Much of the conference discussion involved blaming the U.S. educational system and a lack of interest in engineering by American students. Well, yes, fewer U.S. students are going into math and computer sciences. They figured out that U.S. engineers have a bleak future of higher unemployment and lower salaries because of insourcing foreigners and outsourcing plants. The globalists are not interested in preserving America as the greatest nation and economy in the world, or in protecting American industry, or jobs, or universities, or national security. They rejoice in economic redistribution from rich and prosperous nations to other countries around the world. Here's what Bill Gates said. He spoke for the globalists. Quote, "The United States has been spoiled by being a global leader for so long that there may be an adjustment. We've got to get used to the fact that our share of everything, our ability to exercise unilateral decision-making, military power, and economic power, will not be as out of line with our 5% share of world population as it is today." Close quote. Globalists who rejoice that the United States is losing its preeminence have lost all sense of patriotism and appreciation for the uniqueness of the American system.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he doesn't feel old, he doesn't feel anything till noon, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, and we are so happy that you are along for this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Derry is out today, but in his stead, we have Jerome Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi has authored the book Late Great USA. It is available for $28 through this radio program. We'll tell you more about it. We want to get him in here as soon as possible because there's a lot on his plate today. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's great to be with you.
And it's our pleasure and honor to give you the microphone for the next 1 hour. What do you have for us?
I want to talk about McCain and the election, the scandals that have been hitting McCain, what I've been writing about, Obama. Let's talk about the presidential election and how it's shaping up. I think that should make a good hour. And, Jeff, I want to take as many calls as we can take, and to start as quickly as we can. So would you give out the 800 number now, please?
1-800-973-3779. That's 1-800-97-DERRY. Phone lines are open.
And it's a great honor to be back on Derry's show, and I'm wishing him all the best. I can't wait to be on the show with Derry. Let's get into this. Just to plunge right in, I've been writing in WorldNet Daily, where I'm a staff reporter. I started writing about a week ago, exposing John McCain's link to George Soros, the radical leftist billionaire, MoveOn.org. Soros has funded about every leftist cause I can think of. And since 2001, John McCain has been being funded by Soros. Now, this was a shock, I think, to me to find out, and I think it should be to most people who, you know, feel that George Bush said that John McCain's a true conservative. Well, how is John McCain going to be a true conservative when he's been taking money from George Soros in 2001? Now, this is the background. In 2001, McCain was chairman of this newly created Reform Institute in Alexandria, Virginia. It's a 501c3, which means a nonprofit organization, supposedly aimed at education of the public. And McCain was part of this institution which backed and supported every one of McCain's initiatives. The initial idea was campaign reform, and the Reform Institute championed McCain and Feingold in their effort to get the McCain-Feingold campaign reform legislation passed. And, of course, that legislation was designed largely to get conservatives off of TV, except in certain circumstances, trying to control soft money contributions, where, you know, Soros and others knew that the mainstream media, which was leftist, would continue promoting the leftist candidates that he wanted supported as long as this so-called campaign reform would, you know, limit the free speech of conservatives. That was the goal. And McCain did that agenda. Now, McCain not only used this Reform Institute to support his legislative agenda in Congress, McCain also got his, major players from his 2000 presidential campaign employed by this Reform Institute. Rick Davis, who is McCain's 2000 campaign manager and his current campaign manager, was paid $110,000 a year by the Reform Institute going back to 2003. And I went and got the Form 990s, which are what the 501c3 organization has to sign with the IRS. So I know that I'm telling you is true. It's on the IRS Form 990s of the Reform Institute. And then in 2004, Rick Davis became the president of the Reform Institute, and he got an annual salary of $120,000. In 2005, Davis remained president. His salary went back to $45,000, but all he had to do was work a few hours, 5 hours every week, according to the Form 990. And there were others. Carla Udy, who was McCain's senior advisor. And by the way, Rick Davis, while he was this president of the Reform Institute, also had his own lobbying firm in Washington. And I'll get back to that in a minute because that ties into the story at a deeper level. But just to review the people from McCain's campaign who were on the Reform Institute salary, it also included Carla Udy, who was McCain's senior advisor. She was one of the campaign fundraisers. Until recently, she was even in the 2008 campaign. The Reform Institute lawyers included the same lawyers as McCain's 2000 legal counsel, the same press secretary. Arianna Huffington was on the advisory committee of the Reform Institute of Huffington Post, the leftist columnist and blogger. So it was not only George Soros' Open Society Institute, but Soros got Teresa Hines Carey's Tides Foundation to contribute to the Reform Institute and a whole host of other leftist philanthropists like Soros. And this explains, I think, McCain was with his institute through 2005. And it explains, McCain working with Ted Kennedy on campaign, this whole idea of immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform, which I called a shamnesty bill. The idea that we would have guest worker program and pathway to citizenship. And then working with Lieberman. Every time you turn around, you see McCain with another leftist Democrat proposing some socialist legislation. I got deeper into the story, and I found out that this all started with Hillary Care, that George Soros had been backing Hillary Care when she first came into the Clinton administration, the first days of the Clinton administration. And the reason Soros was backing Hillary Care was because it fit his agenda of death. Hillary and McCain had both agreed that the older people, those retiring, instead of providing health care that will extend their lives or cure them of illnesses, the idea is for this hospice palliative care, give the old people drugs so they die and don't cost us very much. And when that failed, Soros concluded it was because of the TV advertising from the right, and that's where he recruited McCain to begin the McCain-Feingold, and that's where the story began. Jeff, we'll pick it up again after the break.
That's right. Thank you, Jerry. Stand by. We do have open phone lines at 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We are back. Sitting in for Derry today is Jerome Corsi. Jerry, we have three out of five lines filled, so let's go to the phone lines and say hello to Harold in Missouri. You're on the air with Jerry Corsi.
Hi, Harold. How are you?
Very good. Real quick here. It's very interesting how very cleverly the majority of the population have been moved right out of the system, and the regulations and so forth that are against them right now are incredible, but they're a majority, and which is very strange, because when the country first started, there was a minority of people who wanted to get out of the king's grasp. But we should soon, I think, start looking into an independent party, which means different than either of the other two, because they both combined now. We have the platform, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the common law, and we have time for a primary, which means, you know, some, when people start standing up and saying what they want to do, even if they run in a independent way, they're going to say something, and we can evaluate them and pick a candidate that we could probably write in or something. And when you write it in, the computer is not going to fake you out on that one. You got to write in, they got to count those. But we don't have much time left for a majority.
Harold, thank you for your call. Let me answer it this way. I think you're exactly right. Both of the political parties, Democrats and Republicans, have abandoned the American people. The great majority of the United States is, I'd say, center-right. You know, the conservative movement is now has no home in the Republican Party. Not with McCain, who we've been fighting for years on every cause I can think of, campaign reform, immigration, now even global warming. You know, McCain was going to be possibly John Kerry's running mate in 2004, was possibly going to leave the Republican Party when Jeffords, Senator Jeffords left, became independent right after 2000. A new party, it's time for a new party, and I'm encouraged by your comments because, yes, the great majority of the American people have the Internet, They're not reading newspapers anymore. They're not watching the nightly news. I myself have aligned with the Constitution Party. Constitution Party is going to hold its convention in April. I encourage people to check out the Constitution Party and see if it may be an emerging third party. But I sense that these two parties, I can't tell the Democrats and Republicans apart. They're, especially on issues like immigration, they're taking the same campaign contributions from the same Wall Street firms and multinational corporations. And Harold, that was a great call. Thank you very much. Jeff, do we have another on the line?
We have many, but I tell you what, we are so up against the break that we'll just go ahead and take it, and we'll come back and talk to Kathy and George and you when you call us at 1-800-973-3779. Jerome Corsi sitting in for Derry today, and the show will continue right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We are back. We go to the phone lines and say hello to Kathy in Missouri. Kathy, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Yes, I just have a comment. We raise horses. We live in Missouri, and the horses is a big part of our living. And I just wanted to know if there was very many people out there. I got my farm journal yesterday, and it says Barack Obama answering a question about animal rights said he sponsored a bill to prevent horse slaughter in the Illinois State Senate and has been repeatedly endorsed by the Humane Society. And that issue may sound small to a lot of other world issues that we have, but if you make your living raising and selling horses, this is a big issue for us. And I think that horse people out there that are voting for him ought to be aware of how he's voting on horse slaughter.
Well, it sounds like he's opposed to horse slaughter. Is that what you're saying, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that Obama's on the right side of that issue, but I'm not sure that's enough reason to vote for Obama. I appreciate your concern, and I think we would all agree with you that animal rights need to be advocated, and horse slaughter is a horrible idea, a horrible tragedy. And I'm sure that we commend Obama for his stand on that, but again, there's a lot more to Obama, and we've just begun to dig into him. But, Kathy, thank you for your call. Jeff, do we have another caller?
You bench again, plenty more. Hello to George in Florida. You're on the air with Jerome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was listening on Todd Hartley's immigration podcast out in Arizona. We were talking to a gentleman, a few people that wanted to write books about McCain, and just to know how much John McCain loves free speech, I heard the McCain people have a history of intimidating publishers. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. In fact, if you look closely at the story that's breaking right now in the New York Times, you know, this new lobbyist that supposedly McCain had an affair with, and it was all brought out by the New York Times yesterday, this blonde woman looks very much like his wife. So there's two aspects of this story I want to comment on. One is that McCain fought very hard to get that story canceled. And I think the backstory is how hard his staff worked to squash this story. Secondly, I think, you know, this whole issue now is back in the court of the New York Times. This lobbyist was a telecommunications lobbyist, and I've accused McCain on, you know, not staff innuendos, but on some hard evidence that McCain, for instance, with Cablevision, got Cablevision to give $200,000 to this reform institute that McCain was chairman of, the one funded by Soros, and that McCain in turn wrote a favorable letter from the Senate Commerce Committee endorsing a pricing scheme that Cablevision wanted the FCC to rule on. That was a scandal in 2005 and 2006, and it caused McCain to resign from the Reform Institute. I think two things. One, the sex scandal aspect of the New York Times story, now it's up to the Times to prove that. McCain and his wife denied it this morning, so it's back in the Times court to prove that allegation or to apologize. But the deeper allegations of McCain using his Senate office and committees for personal gain from influence peddling goes back to the Keating Five, the bank, the savings and loan scandal, you know, 20 years ago. And I think this is going to dog McCain throughout the campaign. But thank you for your call. And I have heard the rumors about McCain staff heavy arming reporters who want to write negative information about McCain. And that will not serve the McCain campaign through a long election.
Thanks for the call, Steve. George. Now we say hello to Steve in Illinois. You're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I got a question. This Constitutional Party, I didn't know I had a piece of paper about them. Down there it's got Constitutional Party 7092 Highland Road. Is that where you send your information on it?
Yes, I'm going to try to get you the website here. I think it's constitutionparty.com, and we'll just find it here, and I'll give it out in a minute in the... Yes, constitutionparty.com. And if you go to that website, you can get all the contact information for the Constitution Party. The nominating convention's coming on up in Kansas City on April 23rd to April 26th. I'm planning to go there and give a speech. They asked me to be their presidential candidate. I've declined. I'm going to continue being a journalist, a staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. I think I can make a bigger impact. I've never run for office in my life. But I have done a lot of writing, and I'm going to continue doing that. So thank you, Steve, for your call. ConstitutionParty.com for those who want to look into this third-party alternative. Jeff, do we have another call?
Yes, and we may have only time for Kathy's question or comment. We may have to get you a response on the other side, but let's say hello to, I said Kathy, hello to Cindy in Missouri. Cindy, you're on the air.
In honor, Mr. Corsi. Just the other day I heard, now I'm paraphrasing, I heard McCain say that he was wanting full absolution for killing and maiming that the doctors do, and that goes along with what you were saying. And it seems like some years back I heard Greenspan, of all people, that had consulted England in their socialized medicine, which goes along with how they do things. If you're very ill, you're just sent home to die. And currently we have a lot of age and gender disparity and passive genocide, and I told my husband they're going to come up with something to kill us off.
Well, I think that this was clearly the Hillary Clinton agenda, and I think George Soros, he's had actually a campaign on death in America. I think John McCain was recruited not so much because John McCain necessarily believes in that health agenda or that genocide or, you know, hospice killing of the old people.
We do have to take that break. I apologize. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
Your blood sugar level is a serious matter. Get some help from Enhancelin, the natural dietary supplement that promotes balanced blood sugar levels. Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
It has given me a lot of energy.
I just feel great.
Take one capsule before meals. It's that easy. Enhancelin reduces the absorption of sugar through the intestines. It's the natural way to reduce the amount of sugar getting into your body.
I think anybody who's going through diabetes too should really take the Enhancelin.
It works. It actually works.
The Enhancelin, I can smile again.
For help managing your blood sugar, call now to order Enhancelin. 1-800-480-0331. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So call 1-800-480-0331. Call today and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. Call 1-800-480-0331. That's 1-800-480-0331.
The Derry Brownfield Show has compiled a series of meetings onto video DVDs and audio CDs for $20 each. Set 1, a 3-hour DVD, captures the entire anti-NAIS meeting from Chillicothe, Missouri, and includes a bonus slideshow DVD for $20. Set 2 is a 90-minute DVD of Derry's own Freedom is Common Sense meeting from California, Missouri. It includes the entire meeting and a bonus slideshow DVD, $20. Set 3 is a set of 4 audio compact discs that contain only audio presentations of the Chillicothe and California, Missouri meetings, $20. Each set is $20 apiece, or $50 for all 3 sets. To order, send check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Make checks payable to Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says you can go anywhere you want if you look serious and carry a clipboard. Derry Brownfield!
We have our clipboards in hand. On the top of it, it says 1-800-973-3779. That's the number that Mick in Pennsylvania used to talk to Jerome Corsi today. Hello, Mick. You're on the air.
Good morning, folks. I have 2 points I'd like to get in. Corrupted, the globalist forces of evil have taken over our nation from the inside through corruption. The corruption is so out in the open, and it's like taken as a given now. Like, everyone knows what's going on. Like, why is no one approaching this from a legal standpoint and putting these criminals in jail? And after that, I'd like to get in a point for Kathy, your earlier caller, if you would let me.
Go right ahead. Do it quickly if you could.
Okay, for Kathy, I think you might have missed her point. I think she was saying, being in the horse raising business, the slaughter of horses is a necessary part of her business. I mean, it's not pleasant, but it's part of the business when they get older, tired, or don't meet spec or whatever, and they're trying to stop that, and that'll obviously put her out of business. And it's just another case of the government taking over, putting everybody out of business.
I may have missed her point. I'm not an expert on that business. And you have a legitimate point, and I'll take that into consideration. You could well be right about what she intended. In terms of your earlier point, that's why I wrote The Late Great USA. I mean, I think talking about treason is in order when we've got, you know, I can get an organizational chart from a trilateral bureaucratic structure under the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America that's meeting in secret, changing our laws and regulations, and even Congress hardly knows about it, certainly passed no law or no treaty, and moving into a North American market, a North American union like the European Union, I think it was traitorous and treasonous what Jean Monnet and the others in Europe achieved, and they're trying to do it again. So we're doing everything we can to expose it, and we very much appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you there. And Bill in Missouri, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment and then have him comment on Mr. McCain's record as a POW. My comment is, any third party that they're going to have get together, you need to quit talking about this left-right paradigm and just go for what's right and just.
I agree with that. I think that the left-right is not as meaningful as it is. Not when you've got George Soros and David Rockefeller both agreeing that nation states are an antiquity and don't belong around anymore. There's too much fundamental agreement on the extreme left and the, you know, the business conservatives, so-called the Rockefeller Republicans, who want to go to a world economy and use slaves in China. In terms of the Constitution Party and the core direction it should go in, the idea of getting back to the Constitution is an idea, I think, that appeals to the vast majority of the middle in America. And I don't think Democrat and Republican means anything. I think when we fight about these issues, we're really fighting about, you know, the show of politics, not the substance. And the globalists are happy if we're taking sides, Republican, Democrats, and play that little drama out, especially when George Soros owns all the candidates at the top. We got to look through to the reality of this, and the reality is the globalists are in charge, and we need to oppose this North American Union and get our jobs back into the United States. And we thank you very much for your call.
We say hello to John calling from Paris, France. I think you're our first call ever from Paris, France. Hello, John.
Hello. Yes, I listen to you on shortwave, 12160 kilohertz, and it's
great.
And loud and clear. And I enjoy your program.
What's your question, John?
Well, comment on this lady calling in about the horses being slaughtered. I don't agree with killing horses either, but a lot of that horse meat comes over here to France because they eat horse meat here.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, as I say, I'm not expert on that business, and I'm sure there are issues there that need to be looked at, and I'd have to really research it and study it, but I appreciate your comment, and I'm sure you have a very important point.
And we appreciate you calling from Paris, France. I mean, it takes quite an effort to dial those 8 or 9 numbers, right? All right, let's see. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tad in Indiana, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Hello. I heard the call in from Kathy, the horse grower in Missouri, that was opposed to horse slaughter, and I noticed you made the comment that slaughtering horses was a terrible thing. I'd like to ask you a question. What do you think about slaughtering cattle and slaughtering hogs for meat?
Well, that's again why I say that this is a complicated issue, because, in fact, we do slaughter cattle. And, again, talking about humane slaughter is kind of a difficult issue to deal with. But we are carnivores, and so there are complicated issues here. And before I weighed in on Kathy's comments too much, I'd have to do a lot more study on the horse business, which I'm just not an expert in, but I appreciate your concern and you have a valid comment.
Thank you for that, Tad. Let's say hello to Bill in Missouri. You're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Oh, yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm on this horse thing again. I'm against cruelty to all these animals, but you got to get rid of the horses, the excess And eating them's a good way to get rid of them. It's a lot more humane than keeping them, letting them die in the pasture.
Well, again, I think that's a valid point. And I think it's, you know, I live in New Jersey, and there's issues of hunting the deer, which have to be done at regular intervals and probably ought to be done more often, or the deer take over and become a hazard. And we've got, you know, Lyme disease as a consequence in New Jersey. So that one I'm familiar with. And I think these are complicated issues that need to be dealt with very seriously and maturely, and I'm open to the discussion. I appreciate your comments, sir.
Thank you for the call. Hello to Craig in Missouri. You're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Good morning, Mr. Corsi. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great.
Say, I was very sorry to hear you had withdrawn your name from consideration for the presidency.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. If you appreciate my point of view, I know I can write. That's something I've been doing since I was a kid. And I'd like to continue making an impact that way. I've never run for an election before. And while I was flattered to be asked, I think I'll stay with the gifts I know that God gave me rather than ones I may wish I had at some moment.
Well, I appreciate that and appreciate your honesty. I just thought that the listeners might like to have some other people that were being considered for the nomination.
Well, I think there'll be a whole list, and I'm not sure exactly who that list is today. But if you go to the ConstitutionParty.com, you can start following it and maybe influencing it. And I would encourage people to get involved, because I do think it's time for a third party to emerge. And I think we are now at the end of realizing that the Republican Party has left, you know, conservatives and moral Christians adrift. John McCain is just going to be, if people do vote for John McCain, it's going to be a lot of having to hold your nose and vote for him. And I continue to think back onto Thomas Eagleton, who was the vice president for McGovern, and he had to withdraw after he became known he had shock therapy. Now, I have no reason to think McCain's had any shock therapy, but my point is that there can be enough developed about a candidate, even at this stage, where he might have to withdraw. And I think now is still an appropriate time to raise the kinds of questions I'm raising about McCain. Not unsubstantiated sexual innuendos. I don't think that's appropriate, like the New York Times did. But while I've got evidence, and I can prove on the tax returns, and, you know, from the public record, that McCain has been funded by Soros since 2001, I think people have a right to that information, and that's why I've been writing about it in WorldNet Daily. And thank you for your call, sir. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks for that, Craig. Hello to Bud in Texas. You're on the air with Jerry.
Good morning, Mr. Corsi.
Good morning.
I think we're all missing a point about the horse business. The federal government doesn't need to regulate the horse business. The states do.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with that. I mean, I think the federal government regulates too much. Again, before I'd weigh in on that issue, I'd have to study the horse industry. And I, again, caution, I'm not expert there. But your comment about states regulating is very... I received that very well, because the Constitution's written, you know, the powers that are not specifically allocated in the Constitution to the federal government reside in the states and the people.
That's correct.
The federal government's absorbing all these powers into itself, I think, is completely counter to what our founding fathers intended. So in that spirit, sir, I think you've made a valid comment, and thank you.
And back to the phone lines. I've got a dozen of them or more if you want them, Jerry.
Well, let's just keep going, Jeff.
All right.
Good, let's get the people to talk today.
I tell you what, as quick as you can, Paula in Florida, we might have to come back on the other side of the break for Jerry's response, but hello to Paula.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Corsi. I agree with you fully. My family helped write the Constitution, and the states do have states' rights, and my family brought this about with the Civil War, but anyway, I'm part of Jackson's family too, and I'm sick of what's happening, and Ron Paul, my cousin's running with him, and I don't know if you know this or not, but yesterday he put in a bill to the House to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
I heard about that. I'll comment on Ron Paul. We come on back for the break, and I appreciate you bringing up his name. I have a great deal of respect for Ron Paul.
Toll free, 1-800-973-3779. Sitting in for Derry today is Jerome Corsi. We'll have more of your calls right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
5023. And we are back. And Jerome Corsi sitting in for Derry. You are going to give us a few words on Ron Paul there, Jerry.
Yes, I've interviewed Ron Paul on WorldNet Daily many times, and I had the honor to meet him and interview him in person in Iowa. And Jeff, we were together. At the end of the interview, he asked me if I had a copy of The Late Great USA with me, and I did. He said, would I sign it for him and give it to him? I said, well, Congressman Paul, you must get, you know, hundreds of books. You know, you must be inundated with books. I can't imagine you wanting another book. He said, well, this one, I'm putting my briefcase and I'm going to read. I said, well, Congressman, you know, I'm honored with that, but you could have written this book. We agree on the issues of the North American Union and the NAFTA Superhighway so much. And I just wanted to say I was deeply disappointed with how the Republican Party worked to exclude Ron Paul and his message. I think that was disgraceful. Even if the Republican Party didn't want Ron Paul's message or didn't agree at the core with his message, the Republican Party had a right and a responsibility to put Ron Paul in an equal status in those debates as long as he was a viable candidate. And I think it was a disgrace to the Republican Party how they handled Ron Paul. I just wanted to say that. Jeff, we can get another call in.
Wanda in Missouri, you're on the air, Wanda.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering if you had heard anything about the reports that are going around on the emails, supposedly from Jack McLam, the country's most decorated retired law enforcement, that groups of POWs and former POWs and vets are telling him and reporting to him that it's a pack of lies about John McCain being a hero, and that his nickname that they had given him is Songbird, because he would talk tell just as fast as he could anything on anyone to keep to save his own neck when he was a POW.
I've looked extensively into this issue, and you'll recall that when I wrote Unfit for Command, co-authored it with John O'Neill on the Swift Boat book against John Kerry. I also worked very strongly with the POWs for Truth, which were opposed to John Kerry, for his lying testimony at the Fulbright Committee in 1971 when Kerry called the Vietnam Army the Army of Genghis Khan and told those lies about being baby killers. I've talked at length with several of the top POWs, and I've been honored to know even Bud Day, the Medal of Honor recipient, who's also a POW, probably the most decorated living Medal of Honor recipient, POW. I think everyone truly lionizes Bud Day. The truth is that any one of the POWs who survive largely broke at one point or another. And John McCain did broadcast for the Vietnamese, and they're available on the Internet, and they've been available for 40 years. John McCain also did not go home when he was given the chance. He stayed, and the POWs are not turning on John McCain. And I think there's many other more valuable areas to look at John McCain than those questions. I may raise some issues of John McCain's political service, military service, but it's not going to be anything with regards to his POW service. So,
Thank you for that. And we do have one more break in front of us. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Jerome Corsi sitting in for Derry Brownfield.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
SwissAmerica.com reports Wednesday gold prices rose 1.75% on the heels of yesterday's 2% gain on $101 a barrel oil and a lower dollar after hot CPI inflation data in January. Gold closed in New York up $16.30 to $944 an ounce. Silver rose 27 cents to $17.80. The Fed says it'll cut rates more to help the economy, but rate hikes may be needed once growth resumes. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
All right, back to the phone lines. This will be our last call of the hour with Jerome Corsi. Let's say hello to Bruce in New Mexico. You're on the air, Bruce.
Hey, Mr. Corsi, I've wondered if you had any thoughts of the validity of the Red Chinese paying for the northern migration of illegals from Mexico and the United States, helping finance that.
It's a good question. I don't think the Chinese have to pay for that. The globalists and the multinational corporations, you know, are wanting the Chinese labor. That's why we've lost 3 million jobs largely to China in manufacturing since George Bush took office. But also you've got the pressure from the Tysons of the world and governors like Mike Huckabee when he was in Arkansas that were more than willing to create a, you know, Mexican consulate office in Little Rock at government expense And again, it's Democrat and Republican alike. I mean, just look at the states on the border, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, wide open borders. Governor Perry, Republican, wanting to open the border. Governor Richardson doing nothing in New Mexico to stop illegal immigration. The Mexicans are being invited here to exploit their labor. And it's disgraceful to push down wages at the lower levels. And I want to thank you for your call, and I want to use your call here to do some concluding thoughts. We're going to, you know, President Bush in his State of the Union address noticed that we're going to have the, in April, we're going to have the fourth meeting of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, fourth summit meeting in New Orleans. I thought it was very interesting when President Bush announced this in the State of the Union, he dropped the word Security and Prosperity Partnership, and he renamed the meeting. So this is going to be a North American Leaders Summit meeting. Well, that's interesting because I think we've made, just by the criticism and pointing out the Security and Prosperity Partnership agenda, I think we've made SPP radioactive in the White House in Washington, D.C. And that's, again, an indication of how we, the people, can have an impact. I want to remind people that we are the sovereign. These politicians are the hired hands. They're not in charge. They're the hired hands. And I want people to think hard about the need for a third party when we can demonstrate that George Soros owns all the candidates at the top, you know, including McCain. Whomever gets into office, inaugurated on January 20th, let's just resolve we can start the impeachment proceedings on January 21st. We'll have plenty of time then to get it going. And by the time they're in office 24 hours, one of these three candidates is likely to do something we object to. And the Republican Party is going, they're leaving conservatives and moral Christians adrift if they're calculating that we'll vote for McCain because he's the lesser of the evils, or that we'll hold our noses and vote for McCain because Obama and Hillary are such worse choices. When the candidates are all just, you know, shades of different meanings, that they all are basically, I can't think of one of these candidates that would secure the borders first. McCain says he would, but yet every time he had a chance, he was embracing Ted Kennedy with a comprehensive immigration reform bill. And Obama's the same. If you listen to Obama closely, he's saying, well, we can't just abandon the 20 million illegal aliens who are here. Well, why not? They're here illegally. You know, this is the way it was done in Europe. We now have a fait accompli. We've got one-tenth of Mexico's population living in the United States. It's going to be 20%, one out of every five people born in Mexico, living in the United States by 2010 as a Mexican national citizen with 47 consular offices to be in the United States protecting their civil rights to do so. Well, if Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, says where there's a Mexican, there's Mexico, and he means it, well, then everybody ought to go home to Mexico because that's where Mexico is. And this blending of the populations is what they did in Europe as they moved towards a European Union passport that everybody can live and work wherever they want to. You're all Europeans.
30 seconds, Jerry.
If we go into that route, we're going to have trusted travelers and trusted traders, and within one generation, we won't even remember what the United States of America was all about. I want to conclude by saying, Jeff, it's time to put the pictures of George Washington praying at Valley Forge back in the schools. It's time to teach the Founding Fathers and what they were about to our kids. And God bless the United States of America. It's been an honor to host today for Derry. Please tell Derry, Jeff, that I hope we can have another dinner soon at Alamogordo and another Paragon Foundation meeting. I sure enjoyed the last time we got together.
I'll make sure he knows. We got to go. Thank you, Jerry. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Gold.